Right now it is time for Dr. Judy Wertman and Food for Mood. Judy is a co-author of The Serotonin Power Diet, also author of Simon Loses His Tummy and her latest book, Before Her Voice Was Still. And Dr. Wertman, I have been saved at the last moment.
That's right. You're also saved because you're a male, Marshall. So
he doesn't have to go through this, and he's allowed to say insensitive things at a time when women's, let's just say, hormones
are... I'm not allowed to. I'm dumb enough to. It's a matter of being aware.
I think I have to tell you that at this juncture, I think you should go for it, because if anyone gets more particular... It's like if anything gets more, shall we see, overwrought and... over-supervised and hyper-vigilant, I cannot be responsible for my actions. Although I could blame menopause.
Right. Well, I have to say, there was a front-page article, I think it was in the Wall Street Journal, but it may have been the Times, saying that people's memories are becoming rather fuzzy due to our isolation, lack of stimulation, not knowing what day of the week it is, or did we really watch the news, or did we read in the newspaper, or did... we have a phone call with a long-lost aunt whose name now we can't remember, but that people really are going through this period of sort of coronavirus, I would say, brain fog. But this is something that is, one hopes, self-limiting. And the problem is that for women, and most women, many women have this problem, who cannot avoid going through menopause, I mean, the only way of avoiding it is that you don't live long enough to go through it, is that... that we tend to, for a period of time, and it can last any time from maybe 6 months to 5 or 6 years, go through a period of not being able to really remember things. And this is not just anecdotal information, but it has been shown over and over again by tests that are used by neuropsychologists of cognition, of if I tell you a story now and ask you 2 minutes from now to tell me what the story was, you might not be able to do it. And then if we chat about something else, and 15 minutes later I ask you to repeat the same story, you might be able to do it even more poorly. Or if I give you a number of names to remember, or let's say list all the animals you can remember whose names start with B, you may not be able to do this. These are tests that are routinely used to determine whether there are any cognitive deficits in Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease or brain trauma, but it also has been used to show the deficits in people going through menopause. And the performance on these tests is compared to how the women performed prior to menopause, and what they've found is that there really are changes. They're not permanent, but they certainly are long enough to be very worrisome. And so let me just go back for a second. Menopause is when women's ovaries stop producing estrogen, and over a period of months, sometimes years, their menstrual cycles begin to become erratic and then eventually stop. Women stop having periods. And the major cause for this is the lack of estrogen. What has been found is that as women's estrogen levels drop, apparently has some impact, this has been shown by some studies, on serotonin, you know, that neurotransmitter that seems to be involved in our mood changes, but it also seems to be involved in some extent in our ability to focus and to be attentive to things, and because we're attentive to things, we remember better.
Now, can we stop right here, and I just have to ask one quick question, because... I don't know when these studies were done and are being done, et cetera, but how many years have SSIs been a factor, and are these data factored in as well? Because so many of your female pool take things. As a matter of fact, my sister, who is not menopausal, can't sleep. Her mother, who is well past, can't sleep. The reason my sister can't sleep is because she sweats so much because she takes Prozac. But if it's really cold and she's too hot, but if she's cold in the room, then she's just cold. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, where do you cut this cake? And so the reason that I'm asking, I'm not trying to get off topic.
You're
I'm
right.
Just trying to say how much of the baseline hormones are being messed with with the advances in medicine and mood in the past years.
Okay, you brought up a very good point. You would assume, okay, women who go through menopause to begin with tend to have what's called vasomotor changes. That is, in simple terms, they get too hot and they sweat and they have what's called hot flushes or hot flashes at night, and they tend to have sweats during the daytime. And they also suffer from depression and anxiety. In fact, if you suffered from depression and anxiety when you were premenstrual in the early days, you will have more likely than not to suffer the same mood changes when you're in your menopause. But what these, and I assumed, Jill, that you don't sleep, you're having hot flashes, you're irritable because you are sleep deprived, you're getting a little bit of anxiety and depression. All that obviously has an impact on your ability to remember. And we know that just some people who are depressed or anxious, you don't remember anything. You don't really want to focus. And that's true. But these studies have shown that independent of this, women who sleep fine and then don't have to carry fans in their pockets to cool themselves off during the day, they also show these cognitive deficits. But I thought you were going to say something different. I thought that, gee, if serotonin is involved, it's just not as active because of the decrease in estrogen, and this, by the way, is something we found, the PMS, then what if you gave the SSRIs and you got more active serotonin and you actually improved your cognition? And guess what? I couldn't find any studies.
Okay. Okay. So how about that? Because that's the other thing. Or how about because so many people are taking it, in fact, you know, even if you didn't want to do that study where you couldn't find naked people who didn't, how about increasing the dosage for those who do, those who do?
Yeah, or the thing that I sort of came up with is this. If serotonin's, and this was shown really by giving, for example, women diets that depleted them of the amino acid that makes serotonin, tryptophan, and they found they got much worse acutely when they were not making any serotonin. I mean, it was very dramatic. Okay, so what if you're on a diet, a food plan called the keto diet, all of which we know and hate, and which you're not eating enough carbohydrates to really make serotonin? Might your menopause get worse? And conversely, if you are able to have some carbohydrates every day to make serotonin, might your attention span get better? And I suggested this in what I sent to you because years and years ago when we did an incredibly elaborate and time-consuming and difficult study with women with PMS, when women have very bad PMS, they can't remember anything either. Their attention span is in tatters. They go through these same tests, and they don't remember anything. Thank God it passes in a couple of days. But what we found was just somebody giving these women a carbohydrate drink acutely increased their ability to remember, to focus, to be less confused, to be less depressed, less anxious, etc. Why could, you know, somebody should test the impact of a diet in which you're making serotonin, like the diet that we always propose, compared to the diet that prevents you from making serotonin, and see whether the attention span, focus, etc., are changing. It's such a simple thing to do, and if it works, you know, so the solution to some of these I can't remember might be just a bowl of Cheerios.
Exactly. But, no, and the thing, the problem with science is sometimes it just gets too convoluted, because one of the things that you can line up 10 women who have gone through getting their periods, PMS, menopause,
right,
and each one will say, yeah, you know, the end was not dissimilar to the beginning. In other words, it's no pun intended, it's cyclical. You know, when you first start, you know,
yeah.
So it seems like that is a completely not only logical but rational approach, because,
yeah,
you know, a bowl of Cheerios and suddenly you can remember the appointments, not terrible.
Well, yes, and it's not really some, it's really focus. You know, it's like, what did I walk into the room to get?
Right.
Oh, was it my cell phone, my keys, or my cat? You know?
Exactly. Well, this has been most illuminating.
That's why we have you.
Thank you very much. Dr. Judy
Bye.
Wortman,
Bye.
Food for Mood.
And you can hear Judy with Food for Mood right here on Robinhood Radio on Thursday mornings, and also on the web all the time at robinhoodradio.com. Click on On Demand. Click on Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Wortman.